USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Manhattan federal jury concluded on Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized to reporters that the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The governor of Louisiana says he stands beside neighboring Texas and its decision to have National Guard troops in the Lone Star State continue erecting razor wire along the Rio Grande. Ryan Daniels has more.
This despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that called it an overreach of authority.
We stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign.
Governor Jeff Landry in a video posted to X in a statement on Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas has the authority to defend its borders.
The South Carolina primary is next month. GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley has her sights set on making it past that state. Haley spoke about her campaign's future on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. We're going to keep going as long as we keep growing, and I think that's what the American people want.
Haley says she's looking forward to the voting in South Carolina, a state where she served as a two-term governor. A government economic agency indicates that prices were moderating as 2023 concluded. The Bureau of Economic Analysis released the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for December, revealing that inflation remains stable at 2.6%. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Darian Ray Sexton of Colorado has been sentenced to 39 months in prison for committing a hate crime. This charge is related to a fire he intentionally set at a church in Loveland, Colorado on January 19, 2023. Sexton entered a guilty plea for the federal hate crime last May. Sexton admitted to intentionally setting fire to the church last January. Recent data analysis from Yelp shows the restaurant industry is making a comeback after the COVID-19 pandemic.
The Yelp figures showed more than 53,000 restaurants opened last year. That's an increase over both 2019 and 2022, before and after COVID. One researcher says for the first time there were more restaurant openings last year than before the pandemic hit. Those include many in the western U.S., like fast-growing creperies, pasta shops, and pop-up restaurants. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Hawaii legislator is considering a bill that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from the state's primary ballot, which would bar former President Donald Trump. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley weighs in on the bill on Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.